Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, May 25th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Rhine Campaign of 1796. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into fascinating topics and unravel their complexities through the lens of history, technology, and societal change. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're diving into the tumultuous waters of the Rhine Campaign of 1796, a pivotal episode during the French Revolutionary Wars. As our technologically adept, ethically driven audience might appreciate, the Rhine Campaign of 1796 was not just about armies clashing and territories being contested. It was about the transformation of warfare, the shifting alliances of Europe, and a testament to the resilience and strategic acumen of the human spirit in times of adversity. So, let's set the scene. The year is 1796. Europe is engulfed in the flames of revolution and war. The French Republic, born out of a revolution that had rattled the very foundations of monarchical Europe, faced several coalitions determined to quash its revolutionary zeal. On one side, we see France, eager to spread revolutionary ideals and perhaps expand its influence. On the other side, we have the First Coalition, comprising powerful entities like Austria, Prussia, Great Britain, and others, all intent on containing this revolutionary fervor. The Rhine Campaign was an integral chapter in this broader conflict. Stretching from spring to autumn of 1796, it involved two main fronts: the right bank of the Rhine River, extending from Switzerland to the North Sea, and the left bank, which was largely under French control. Here's where things get particularly interesting: the strategic minds at play. The French forces were led by exceptional generals who've become names etched in history: Jean-Baptiste Jourdan, and on the southern Rhine, Jean-Victor Marie Moreau. Their counterparts, leading the Austrian armies, were Archduke Charles, who proved to be a formidable and cautious strategist, often prioritizing the preservation of his force over aggressive maneuvers. Now, as you're likely wondering, why is this campaign pivotal? What lessons in strategy and resilience does it carry for us today in our ever-evolving tech-driven society? Well, the Rhine Campaign was marked by dramatic movements and bold decisions. Moreau and Jourdan attempted a bold offensive strategy, hoping to decisively defeat the Austrians by advancing swiftly and engaging them along the Rhine. Their plans were ambitious, with the aim of leading French forces deeper into the heart of the Austrian Empire and potentially forcing a political upheaval, or at least a significant military retreat. Yet, even in the world of strategy, no plan survives first contact with the enemy, as they say. Archduke Charles, with his methodic and measured approach, managed a retreat that was anything but disorderly. Instead, it was a masterclass in military tactics, a tactical retreat that allowed the Austrians to regroup and counterattack effectively, eventually forcing the French to retreat over the Rhine by year end. So here, listeners, is where we ask ourselves a thought-provoking question. How much of our success today, whether in technology, personal endeavors, or societal movements, depends not just on bold initiative, but also on adaptability and learning the art of retreat effectively? Can our drive to innovate sometimes blind us to the wisdom of caution and retreat? Back to the tumultuous year of 1796. Despite the eventual retreat across the Rhine, the campaign was neither a complete failure nor a decisive victory for either side. It showcased technological and tactical innovations, ranging from the use of mobile artillery to the importance of supply lines and intelligence. It was a testament to how warfare was becoming an elaborate chess game, involving not just brute force, but logistics, fortifications, and even diplomatic maneuvers. Interestingly, and perhaps unknown to many, it was the Rhine Campaign that influenced future military operations, even into the technological era. Echoes of these strategies can still be seen in how military strategies evolved to incorporate both technological prowess and logistical mastery. As we wrap up today's exploration, consider the ripple effects of historical events like the Rhine Campaign. They are reminders of how human ingenuity, resilience, and strategy shape not only the outcomes of battles, but the very fabric of societal evolution and technological advancements. Before we sign off, I pose this final reflection. Given the strategic interplay of caution and boldness exemplified in the Rhine campaign, how do we balance these forces in today's rapidly changing tech landscape? As individuals striving for ethical progress, how do we ensure that technology acts as a force for good amidst all this complexity? I invite you to ponder these questions as we continue to navigate our own campaigns in life and work. This has been another insightful episode of Wikipedia. Thank you for tuning in. Keep exploring, questioning, and learning. Until next time, stay curious.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Rhine Campaign of 1796. Thanks for listening. See you next time.